Okay, we're holding on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, going to Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Adigimore Zokt, we're talking about when the Kohen Gadol was misvade. And he said on the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 lines from the bottom, Umisvada al Chatos Ovoin Chatos. That it means he did a shoigeg on an Issa Koris. Val Oshom Ovoin Oshom. And on an Ovoin Oshom, which would be, he had to bring an Oshom, which would be if he stole or used Nishbal Shekel or he did Mi'ilo. And then it says, an oilo, val oilo. This is not talking about the Kohen Gadol, it's talking about regular karbonas when you bring it. And if he needs a kapor of an oilo, he's mizvado leket shikhu peyu maiseroni, which he did not bring. Now, we must bring out, not only he didn't leave it, he took it. So he did a lav by taking the leket shikhu upeyo. And then he brings a divrei Reb Yosi Haglili, and Tosis is going to have a shtickle Torah on the Maiseroni.
It's two lavim, or what is that?
No, it's all on these. It's on an oilo, on leket, lo inichom, and he didn't leave them over for the aniyim.
Taking the shechta is a separate lav, yeah. Not leaving is yarba mitzvah.
No, it's not only over a mitzvah, over a lav. We're going to see it on Amid Beis. And so he's going to talk about if this vidui or not. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili, v'bakiva imer, ein oile bo el al asei, amor de gechidish, on a bitul asei. Now, a bitul asei, I guess, we'll have to see how you mavatul asei. V'alois asei, shenitek lasei. The Torah puts an assay after a lav, which comes to teach us that nituk means it rectifies, it fixes the lav. So hoil that you don't get malchus. So for that you need the kapara. But Rabbi Akiva is going to argue on what? On the leket shikhu pei, which the Gemara is going to explain. The bottom, Toisvis on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Toisvis asks a kasha. Frank Toisvis, Alasei, Valoisei, Shenitik Lasei, because you don't get Malkis, Lo Yadana Amai, Loi Kochoshiv, Hala, Kol Halavin, Deloi Loki Oleo, like Lav Shebeklolus, Lav Shem by Maisa. That means, what are you doing? You're sending out a search committee, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Lavin that you don't get Malkus, you need a kapor. So what did Rabbi Akiva come up with? Lav Hanitik Lase. Why do you have to come on to Lav Hanitik Lase? Even a Lav Shein by Maisa. Or lav shebeklos. Lav shebeklos is if there's one lav that it's not miyuchid, it's not a specific on one aveiro. Lav shein bo maaseh is a lav that has no maaseh. Venirali, that the reason we're not meinei those lavin midiksev v'samach yodoy al roish oilo v'nirtzoloi mashma sheyesh loy takona v'ritzoi. So therefore, I don't know, there's some sort of a diuk in the posik, and therefore, hainu asei shebiyodoy litakein lasoi suka utfilin ukiyoitse bohem. That's b'sheval taise v'im oval yoim o yoimayim oilo mechaperes. You could have done it. You could have done it. You could have done something, and it's a diuk in the posse. So only on a lava nitik lahasei there's such a din. And you could have done it, and you didn't. Well, it happens to be a big machoikis of Amoroyim. If a lav anitik la'asei, do you have to be, in order to get malchus, you could get malchus if you were bitloy, if you did something to impede you from doing the asei, you would get malchus. So it's interesting that so the whole place where the lav anitik la'asei, you'll bring a korban, Tosfos says, because you'd be misaken it by doing the asei, and you didn't do it. All the similar, it's interesting in Tosfos, that the reason by an asei is because you could have done it. And over here, you could have done the asei. So if you could have done the asei, that's why this is comparable to the asei, and that's why you bring a korban to somehow give you the kapara. But a lav that you were over, you were over. It's not that something you didn't do. It's something you did do. And something you did do, it's the opposite. You can't bring a carbon. A carbon has to be on something that's b'sheval taise, and that you could have been misakin it, which really you have to go into when you learn misak the makis. It's a very important taisvis. It will be that, right. Yeah. We're going to see in the Gemara, what are we talking about with the leket shikha upeyam. So the Gemara, so what is the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili?
But so, isn't that the definition of a lav shenitik la'asei? That you could have done...
Right, but over here, so the reason you're bringing the carbon is somehow you... That's poshut. If you did a lav anitik la'asei and it's still left open, you could do la'asei, then you wouldn't bring the carbon. You still have an openness to do it. Elamai, something happened now. You didn't do the asei, and you lost the asei. So from that sheval taisa of not doing the asei and letting the opportunity pass, the missed opportunity, so that's what you bring the carbon for. My question is, according to one man, Omar, you never get malchus as long as the asei. The only time there is when it's bitloy. So when you did something not to do the asei, so then when exactly is the point? At that point you would get malchus. So then when is the point of this Gemara? It would have to be that this Gemara would be going according to the Mandamar, kaimoi veloi kaimoi, that you're always chayiv malchus, yoivet avera. Until then, you have to, when you learn Masech the Malkus, we'll go through it. So the Gemara, so what is the Machlekes? B'maiko mifliki. Omer Ebyumia. We're going to learn the Gemara according to Rashi. Belav de nevela kamifli. Let's explain what this means. In the Torah says, lo yisoichla kol nevela. So now if it's lo yisoichla kol nevela, a nevela can't be eaten. And then what does the Torah say? Leger asher bisharecho titneno v'acholo oimokher lenokri. So the Torah juxtaposes an asay after the lav of nevela. But Rashi explains that is not a regular lav anitik la'asei. Why not? Why is giving it to the goy or to the klavi or mochel l'nachri not a nituk, fixing the lav? The answer is, Rashi says, fixing has to be on what you were over the lav. Here, if I ate it, that's already gone. So I'm giving the rest of the nevela. That would not be a nitik. So therefore, you would get malchus. So Dr. Akiva, lav ma'al yehu, and you get malchus. Now, who's talking about lav the nevela? So Rashi, because comparable to the lav of the nevela is taking the leket shikhu peya. Why? You took it, and then the Torah says right after, li leket, tazoy voysam, lo yizikhu, Tazoiv oisam, leave them there. So you would think almost there's an asay after the lav. That asay is comparable to nevela, that it's not a menatik of the lav. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva would learn, you would get malchus on taking leket shikru peyo. So if it's a regular lav, so then there is no carbon. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Sovar lav, lav ma'al yehu. It's not a real lav because the Torah softens the lav by putting an asay after the lav. So since the Torah puts an asay after the lav, it makes it a different kind of lav, so you would not get malchus on leket shikru peya. Since you would not get malchus on leket shikru peya, therefore the carbon does apply. It's a little tricky, the Gemara. Let's see the top Rashi. Diksiv by lav nevela asay achrov leger asher bishorecho titneno v'achola umiyu al korchoch. That says, so the asay is not somehow softening the love. Rabbi Akiva saw a love malu, the liking of love. The love, the leket shikru peya, nami asay de masrei mei kore mashma. V'ochi koma akro, the leket kitzircha loy selake, elo lo onitas venu, v'loy selakdenu, v'loki oleho, vein oi lobo olof. V'Rabbi Yossi Aglili Sova Rashi explains, lav de neve, lav agav da akor asay de masrei, mei kore, he greased Rabbi Akiva mei kore mashma. Hoyulu basrei, the lav ksiv, Ain loikin olav, the loidomi lelav de chasimo. We know that the klal of Malkus, right next to it says, aboim yakeno, it says the lav of loisachsim shor bedishoy. And therefore that's not doima because the Torah puts an asay there. Ubo olav oilo, the lav de leket shikru peya nami, filamrenu dasay de basay mekora, humashma loy, loki olav. So that's the Gemara. A very winding Gemara, and that's the Heshma of the Gemara. The top Tosfos points out something interesting. And Tosfos says, Lav de nevela kebeinayu. Hochinami zuk Tosfos. Havil motzi lememar. That treifas ikka beinayu. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Uposer baso de treifa loisai chelu la kelev tashlichun oisai. Don't eat a treifa, and then after la kelev tashlichun oisai. So the Gemara could have used as an example, instead of nevela, we have an earlier posik in the Torah. Uleku velekla meimer de lekulam leilokehi de treifa davi lav shebeklolis. The itzdrich, lebasa kanchot chutz lmechitza, ulahitzi auba es yadoi kaidim shchita. So therefore, it's like it says in Perik Behema, Hamakash. Here we're tying together the Daf Hayemi with what we're learning. That would be the din. So ktesves, right? Therefore, the holy treifa diksiv behedya bekra, lo yhavi lav shebeklol is kedemashma. Perish perikol shaw gabi nois. Let me explain. Toisves to gishmak tois. There's a pasuk in the Torah. You can't eat a treifa. And the Torah says right after, what do you do with a treifa? Lakelef tashlich. It can't mean that after you ate the treifa, basa sort of a treifa, loy soichelu, you over that is there. So the thing of lakelef tashlich noisai is not for. Is not for lavanit the glase. So it would be the same machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva would hold you would get malchus, and Rabbi Yossi would hold you would not. So he says the reason the Gemara doesn't use that as an example, because there's a klal, lav shebeklolos. If from one lav you learn out multiple isurim, that's called a lav shebeklolos. Anyway, you don't get malchus. So Rabbi Akiva would hold you don't get malchus. That's why we didn't want to use that example. We wanted to use the example of lav de nevela, where there is a very stark difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos, what's the lav shebeklolos of treifa? Because from Trefa we learn like this. Basar sada ba Trefa lo yisachelu. Don't eat an animal that's Treif. Treif doesn't mean what we call Treif, a not kosher animal. Treif means that it has a problem. You also learn out from Basar sada ba Trefa lo yisachelu that you cannot eat sheyotza lemechitza.
So it goes out.
If it was like in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the third thing is, an uber that sticks out its hand, kaidim shchita, so then you shech the animal, that aver does not become a thing. That's the whole perik of the thing in Beher Behem and Makash. So we see it would be a lav sheba klolus. So maybe that's the reason the Gemara doesn't say that. Yeah, Taisus. I'm always fond to say over, my father's going to live rocha, used to say over, Ubasar saw that, but it says like this: Anche koidesh tiuli, basar basode treifaloisachelo. Zoktes vas emes. What is this anche koidesh tiuli? So they say from Kotzker Rebbe, that the Kotzker Rebbe once quipped, and he said anche koidesh. The Eibush is saying in that pasuk. Malachim habich genug. I have enough malachim in Himmel. Anche koidish. I need heilige menschen, nicht heilige malachim. Because heilige, I need kotzkev. The Sassam has gesagt, Boser sode ba trefa loy soy chelu is chutz me mechitzosoy. That limut. Chutz me mechitzosoy. Don't try to be a malach. You're going chutz from your mechitza. Your mechitza is to be a human being with all its frailties and all its challenges. Anshe koidish tiuli, just like baser baso de treifa loisoichelo. That's only the drash of the posik. The ikar posik is going on a treifa if it has a hole in its lung. Zoktoisvis, that chelik is not a lav sheba klolis. It's only a lav sheba klolis regards a chiddush and toisvis. Only regarding the other limudim, uber sheyatzis yaday, or mechutz mimichotzos emekotchim. But a bona fide treifa, you get malchus. So it says, where's my raya? Kidemashma beperik kol shaw, by be noiser. There's a posik loisoichel noiser. From there you also learn out all psulei hamikdosh. That's called the lav sheba klolis. But on noiser, you would have got malchus. Now, noiser, anyway, you don't get malchus because it's usually a lav she'ein by maiser. You're just leaving it over for that place. V'chein zok toisvis no umevushu. The Torah says, al toichlu mimenu no uboshu mevushu. Right. Ki im tzli eish. Taha toisvis. It's not clear. The Torah says, don't eat cooked carbon pesach or raw carbon pesach. We also learn up, even if you did anything to it and it's not raw, but it's not tzli, you also get malchus. So that should be a lav sheba klolis. So we see that if there's such a din, linyan kochim v'umar, hu dahavi lav sheba klolis. That's why it's not. Behold, the Omar beperikain aloikin gabizor shochalis aila chutz lechaim lefnei zuriga. A part of a little kanam mishum bosa basoda trefa. Loisoy chelu. Hosom lav malchus mamish koma elisur baalma. And therefore, so Tosis is saying, so we have a kasha. Why did the Gemara not say trefa? Why did we, with a ganze stickle tere? So Tosis, if you eat a trefa, it would be malchus, and you don't say la kelef tashlichu noisoi. So k'toises de lohochi loy komar treifa. Da filu Reb Yosi Haglili, who holds in it the glase, loy choshev nitik. Kivan de loy nitik kol masha belav. The belav koil nami kochel noisoi. Panach loy koi la kelef tashlichu noisoi. So therefore not. Vafal became a tzossi besefer echot. No. Lav the nevela u treifa. He has another gears in the Gemara kameinayu. Avol tameli amaylo koma leket shikupeya kameinayu. Plei gedoy lemoid. And then Tois goes into a whole long Tois, and he argues a little bit pshat in the Gemara on what would be the din. So we just stole on the toys. It's a very interesting quality to get those. Zog di gemore
bait. A lav shenitcha glas say. How does that differ from a bigdala say? Now, there's an, on the getting malchus.
Right, it's not.
On a bigdala say, let's say.
You don't get malchus on a bigdala say.
Take the mitzvah, a shovas of avis, a lav shenitcha glas say. If I walk away from it, and I don't want,
that's
I don't want to return it. I mean, Loi
sucha le salim. Loi sucha le salim is the lav, and hoshif teshivim is the say. Right. Abaye Omer, let's see the Gemara. Abaye Omer, de kule alme lav de nevela lav maliyad. Says nish can lav, and you don't get malchus. Even Rabbi Akiva. Ve'oche b'tazoiv komiflegi. What is the tazoiv komiflegi? Because it says in the posik. Laoni, Leoni, Velagel, Tazoy Voiso. The Rabbi Akiva is over Tazoy Meikorimashma. Before you even allow, that's when you should leave it. February Tazoy Voiso over Hashto Mashma. So therefore, what? Getazoy Hoche, Betazoy Komifligi. Rabbi Akiva is over Tazoy Meikorimashma. If you're ready over a lav and you do it, so it goes into a lav on it to glass. Hey, I'm just not sure. How is Rabbi Yossi going to learn that the tazoiv goes on? How is it menatik the lav? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that last piece of the Gemara. We'll have to see about it. I'm not sure. Tana Rabbana. Now the Gemara goes into a new. Let me see if he says anything about it. Yeah. Zog di Gemara. Zog di Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Ketzad Misvado. Now we're going back to Yom Kippur. How is the Koyet, till now we just took a little bit of a little side detour about regular Smich and Vidoy. Now we're going back to Yom Kippur. Ketzad Misvado, Avisi Parshati Vichotosi. We're going to have to see in the Gemara soon what is the translation and the taich of Avisi Poshat. V'chein b'sira mishtaleach. Before you send out the Sir Lazozel, he's also mizvada. Hu oimer v'izvada lov es kol avoinos b'nei Yisrael. Not his family and himself, which he does on the par. On the Sir mishtaleach es kol pisheyem v'chol chatoison. That's the posik. V'chein b'moyshe. What's meant v'chein b'meishe? When Moshe Rabbeinu said the shloish esre midah shel rachamim, that he said lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. V'yavar Hashem ha'uponov v'yoymel. Hu oymel noisei ovoin v'fesha v'chato'o. Divrei remeya. It's a good kasha. I mean, we have a posik beferish on this. V'isvado es kol chatos avoy beisro v'es kol pisheim l'chol chatosam. What do we need this raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? We'll have to see. V'chachomim ha'imrim. Right. Zog di Gemara elu avoy nois. What did we say before? Avisi poshati v'chatosi. Avisi is avoinois, what's meant in the posik. His father is called avoinois, basis bnei Yisrael, it's called Bishaya. Avoinois, elu hazidoinois. You did it b'meis. V'cheinu oimer, we learned, Hikareis tikareis ha-nefesh ha-hi avoy nabo. And we see clearly, it's because it says there, kareis. You only get kareis when it's mazed. Pshoim is really bad. Elu ha-merodim aveirais that an odom was over machmas mered. Now Rashi, what does mered mean? Rebellious. Rashi says, ha'oise, right here Rashi says, ha'oise lehachis. Does mean that mered. That's really, yeah. You know, say, have a good chassidish ma'ise. One of the Polish tzaddikim walked by in Warsaw a not kosher restaurant. And he saw somebody that he knew from his youth, a Yid, eating in the not kosher restaurant. So he walked into the restaurant and he said, Reb Yid, a guta appetit, have a hearty appetite. So the Yid said to him, Rebbe, I don't know if you have, this is a tray for a restaurant. He said, I know it's a tray for a restaurant. I want you to have a good appetite, so you shouldn't be a lahachis. You should be doing it for, at least, you know, what I do it. So it shouldn't be a matziv of merido. V'chein hu oimer, melech moyav poshabi. That it means over there, where on the psukim, it comes out he did it with a merido. So therefore, the pshi is a merido. Right? I don't know, you need a pariah from there. What does it say? L'chol chatosom Eilu ashkogois Nefesh ki sechdo Bishkogo. So we go, it's really not in order. It's a little shaken up. The first is talking about mazed. The second is talking about lahachis. And the third is talking about shkoge. Umeyachesh es vadal hasdoines val hamerodim. So zogt Reb Meir, choyzer umesvado al hashkogois. It's in the wrong order. If he's moichel you on the sdoines, he's moichel you on the meridois. So that sounds like small potatoes afterwards to go back on the... So Rashi says, Chayzum is vada bitmiyo. Im alas doinois yimochlu loy. Ein tzoch levaki shuv al hashkogois. Zog di gemor elo kacho yim is vada. Chotosi. So which one do we say is? Chotosi avisi upashati. So what is avisi? Chotosi is... May is which one? We said before, we said, so we said, Shoim. So what do we start with? We say, Chotasi is Bemezid. No? Let's see, Shoim. Chotasi is, I'm sorry, is Shoigig. Avisi is Mezid. Upashati is Merido. It's interesting that Pshio is Merido. Usually we learn.
Why? What else would
we do? She is like negligence. Not merida. I don't know. Where is it? Without this.
If you choose it.
Okay. I will treat them as far as Kogis. Mekal elachomo. So some of the Mefarshim tell us, what's the pshat in the first mandama? You start with. You start with Bemezid, right? What was the first? You start here. You go Chotasi Avisi Boshati, and then why would you start the other way? The first Eske Gurave. He's saying over here, you do. First, the way you do Averis. First you start B'shoigig. Then you move up to B'mezid. Then you move up to Merida. Right?
Yeah.
But now at the end, we say you do it the other way. You do, right, that's the way. Why did the other one hold you go the other order? The other order is because you can't even ask for mechila on shoigeg if you still have the avera of mezid. So first you have to clear the plate of mezid, and then you can get to the others. So hello. So that goes this thing. Ella. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu know? Seven verses of Chato. Amar Moshe of Nagurish Baruch Ben Shalelam. Shosh Yisrael Choytun Vanecha Voisin Tshuva. Asay Lohem Zidoinois Kishkogais. It was a Bakosha Moshe Rabbeinu Besvado Olam. I don't know, have to learn up these psukim. Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Omar Rav Halocha Kedivrei Chachomim. We go Chotosi Avisi Uposhati, Pshita Yochid V'Rabbe Malocha K'Rabbe. Ma'u de Tema Mistabetai Medrab Meir to come aside like Kov Moshe Rabbeinu Kamash Malon. So the Gemara Ma'ise, Ahu de Noches Kamei de Rabbe. And he went in front of Rabbi and he said, Ovid Kereb Meir, Omar Lei, Shavakto Rabbonon, Vavadito Kishitas Reb Meir. Omar Lei, the Shalil Tziba, Kereb Meir, Svirli Kedixiv, Besefer Oy Raisi de Meishe. He said, we did it. What? It's a big machloikas. It sounds like from this Gemara that at the end of the day it should have been that way, the opposite way. But we don't do it. Chotosi avisi upashati lefonecho ani ubeisi. That's why we do it the other way. I'm a mela. That's why. We do it that the okay, very good. It's Hashem.